USA Radio News.
Day three of the partial government shutdown continues, and the debate over funding President Trump's border wall continues. Negotiations between the White House and top Democrats continue, but the earliest possibility for a vote looks to be Thursday, when the Senate is scheduled to be back in session. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells Fox News this all falls right back on Nancy Pelosi's plate.
Well, this is, without any question, a Pelosi problem. There's no question that her speakership seems to be in balance against border security. That's a problem that they're going to have to solve on the Democrat side. Some would say that it gets easier after that problem is resolved on January the 3rd. The truth of the matter is we should not have that conversation whatsoever.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, as it was an abbreviated trading day, not so hot, as the Dow lost 653 points to fall to 21,792. The NASDAQ also lost, as did the S&P. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The partial government shutdown will go on until at least Thursday. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall.
Democrat Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive two-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall.
Many stores are staying open until around dinner time as Americans still finish up their last-minute Christmas shopping. An estimated 22 million Americans are still out there shopping, so be safe and hopefully you still find what you're looking for. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you or someone you know is suffering from the flu and you head to the doctor or emergency room, you may be given the drug Tamiflu. Dr. Jeremy Brown is author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him about Tamiflu.
Yes, Tamiflu is a drug that has provoked some controversy, not really about whether it works, but really how effective it is. So it does seem to have an effect against the virus, but in terms of what that translates to, the best evidence that we have is that Tamiflu shortens the length of your symptoms by about a day, by about 18 hours on average. So you're thinking about taking a medicine like Tamiflu, on average it will shorten your symptoms by about a day, and it has not been shown to reduce the complication rate from viral pneumonia or to reduce the number of hospitalizations.
Dr. Brown also says
Tamiflu is a drug that works very modestly at best, and yet it is part of our strategic national stockpile that is kept by the government in the event of a massive flu outbreak to treat us. We certainly need a better drug than Tamiflu and drugs like it.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.